that you had in Europe.
Yes, mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't say that I'm as strict as they were in Europe, but I still keep it up as much as I can. Mm. Oh, yeah. Like I say, I'm still old-fashioned.
That's old-fashioned. Do you remember when you first came here that whether you had a hard time adjusting to the weather or the difference in foods?
Oh, no, I had no trouble.
No trouble.
No, I was very happy here.
No health adjustments. I'm glad.
No.
When you were sick, where'd you go? Where did your mother take you for a doctor? Did you?
We had a doctor new on the south side.
Doctor new?
Yeah. We weren't sick too often. We were, thank God, healthy.
You didn't go to a clinic or anything like
no,
that?
No, not when I was young. A private doctor.
Did most people go to clinics or did they?
We never heard of clinics. Yeah. We had our own private doctor.
Was it expensive in those days?
No. $2-3,
right,
if that.
And he just went and he
that's
saw
true.
You.
He saw.
Didn't make an appointment or anything.
No. We just walked in and he took care of us. And if we needed him home, he came home.
He
believed in him like.
He made house calls.
Oh yes, those days. Are you kidding?
Doctor
New. He's dead now. He's gone.
N-E-W?
Wait a minute. N-E-W. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he a Jewish doctor?
No, Gentile. He believed in him like in God. He was a very good man.
Oh, wonderful.
His son is practicing now in his place.
Oh, really?
But we never go to him. We don't know the son.
Oh, I see. Do you remember what organizations you belonged to? Were you belonged to, you had belonged to the SIT when you were younger or when your parents were younger?
Well, I belonged to the Zionists for years.
You did belong to
them?
Oh,
yes.
When did you join that, do you remember?
Oh, when I was a young girl, I remember.
Any other?
Well, when I was single, I didn't belong to any of the others. They had very few organizations those days.
You're thinking of things like labor groups and...
No, that we didn't. No.
Talmud Torah.
And my father, probably, but not to any Zionists or... I mean, to any other groups.
And your parents did join the synagogue?
Oh, yes. He was a lifelong member there.
Did you belong to any organizations, say, later, that were set up to give charity? You know, little pushki-type things?
Yes, I used to have a lot of pushkis at home. That is, after I was married. My mother always had a lot of pushkis.
Where did she get them? Did she get them herself, or did a
charity organization, yeshivas and all that. She had about 10 of them. She always believed in those things.
Yeshivas,
all kinds of yeshivas, In fact, we still keep it up. The Babitzer yeshiva and all that, we still keep it up because on account of her.
Do you remember where you went to have a good time, how you enjoyed yourself outside of home?
When I was young?
Socially, yes.
Well, we went to the Zionists quite a bit, to the Zionist that was on Center Avenue. We used to go to Saturday night dances. In those days there was no cars, so we used to take these open cars for a ride. We used to go to the zoo. Where else could you go? Went to movies, Nickelodeons.
Do you remember, before you were married, did you go out, you went out with girls and boys together, or how did you?
We had dates, sure.
And
I didn't.
You went with girls, probably.
If we didn't have dates, we went out with girls. And then I used to fall back on my brother. If I didn't have a date and if I wondered at somebody, I fell back on my brother.
I never had that privilege. Remember participating in any sports?
I could go to gym and at the Y.
Yeah.
And that's about all. I wasn't too much of a sport. It's not like it is today.
And you did go, did you ever hear of the YMCA?
I heard of it, but I never...
You never used it for any kind of, of any of their services?
No.
But you knew of it?
Oh, yes.
You said before that the Zionist Club was one of your places mm-hmm. we used to go. Mm-hmm. Were there any other local meeting places that you went to? Any cafe
no.
type?
No.
Was really the
only That's thing? About the only thing.
There weren't any other kinds of places where people met just to talk?
Not that I know of. We always, if we did, we entertained at home. You know, we had our friends come to the house. Relations, friends.
Well, then how did you meet people during those first 5 years?
Well, we had a big family, and our house was always open to them. They used to bring friends.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, yeah.
And at
school. And in the Y, and in the...
Were you ever friendly with any non-Jewish people at all?
Never, no.
Sort of kept...
Through business or so, but you never entertained for them or anything, you know.
But only...
Well, my husband belonged, that was later, belonged to the Legion. I used to go to their affairs. In fact, I was the only Jewish couple there because it was a north side of
later,
branch.
When you were married, your husband was a member of the American Legion?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He was in the First World War.
Did you make any friends during these early years that are still friends now?
Oh,
you made long lasting friends. Well, you had family here in Pittsburgh. I don't have to ask you that
yes,
again.
Had a big
and you
family.
Were close with them.
Oh, yes.
And who did you celebrate Seder with?
Well, my own people, my sister, my brother, my parents.
In your house?
No, in their house. When my people lived yet, yeah. When my father and mother lived, one night was at my mother's house, and the second night was at my in-law's house.
Oh, that was when you were married.
That was when I was
yes,
married.
But when you were
oh, you mean when
you
we
first
were?
Came
well,
those first 5 years, say.
5 years, we had sometimes. Although they all had family here, you know, so they celebrated. But Uncle Harry, before he was married, we used to have him and then our own family.
Was it your house then?
At my mother's house.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yes,
know.
At mother's house. Yeah. And if a Lunsman or somebody would come, you know, there was always room for them.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep any contact with any European people? Did you write to anyone back in Europe while you
were Well, my mother did. My mother had sisters there. She had, the brother was here already. She had a sister, two sisters in Europe. And my father would correspond with his. He had brothers and two sisters in Europe.
Any other parts of the country that your family was in?
Mm-hmm. Just yeah. Russia, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were in Russia.
Yeah.
All of these
mm-hmm.
were in Russia. Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, how did you become an American? How
Through my dad and my husband now. See, I was married in 1920, so I'm a citizen through him, too.
But you were already a citizen through your...
Through Papa, sure, through Daddy.
Because
mm-hmm.
he was already naturalized when he came
oh,
over
yeah.
the second time, wasn't he?
No.
By the time
first
you came.
Time, by the time I came, he had his first papers.
I
see, years ago, he had to have the first and then the second papers.
Right.
Then when I was here, then he took out his second paper, and I was on his citizenship.
Do you remember when you first voted?
Oh, when I was, after 1920... I voted ever since. Never
oh,
missed it. oh, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
what was
yes.
the first, what was the party you belonged to?
First was Republican.
That was your first choice?
That's right. Years ago, we were all Republicans, but then we changed our party.
I see. Do you remember why? Because everyone else was?
Well, we thought that the Democrats did better for us, so we changed.
No, I meant why you were Republican to begin with.
Well, everybody, years ago, we didn't, I don't know, we were registered Republican, and we kept it up for years, until we got better sense, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't put that on.
No, I'm not. I'm just
But
no, this,
for
this is not
changed
attached
my
to your that name. This
oh,
is
yeah,
all.
To, yeah.
This is not personally going to be involved. You know, your name is a number.
No, nothing like that. That's what I was told, that the name wasn't going
to
be put
really
in.
No, not. If you want to have your name...
No, no, don't put the name on. No, don't. You don't have to do.
It's strictly for our information.
That's right.
We'll go
and what is this for, tell me?
Yeah, I will tell you, but I don't want to waste...
Oh, I see. Okay, later on. Yes, yes, okay.
Were you active in the political party?
No, I wouldn't say. I helped last... 2 years ago.
Oh, I meant early.
No.
All right.
No.
We'll get off that subject now. When did you first meet your husband?
Remember? I met him in 1919.
Remember how?
A party.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 21 when I got married. It was about 19. 20 when I was about 20 years old. Yes. I went with him for a year.
And how old was he?
He was 23 when we got married.
Remember what date? I'm sure.
Oh, you do. The 20th of October of March, please, 1920.
20th of March,
1920.
All right, and of course you were married in this country, and you know each other a year, right?
We knew a year.
All right. Do you think if you had stayed in Europe, you would have had a prearranged marriage?
Well, I don't, that I really wouldn't know. You mean that my father and mother would pick my husband? I don't think they were that type of people. I think they'd leave it up to me. No, they weren't that fanatic.
All right. Was your husband from the same country in Europe?
He was from Russia, Poland, I think they called it. Russia, Poland. Poland, Russia. Russia, Poland, I think.
You mean the border?
Yeah, they were ruled under Russia, I think, too.
Do you think that you were interested in marrying someone who came from the same country?
No, that never entered my mind, no.
Do you know of any of your friends in those early days, say when you were getting married, that married non-Jews? How would you have felt about it?
Not too good. I still don't believe in it.
All right.
Not that I'm against any nationality or anything, but I think that each one should marry their own kind.
Right. So many couples have troubles, you know, in modern day life and getting along with each other. Do you think you had problems of adjusting when you were first married?
Well, I was, yes. We were two different characters, and we had to get used to each other. But nothing serious.
Yeah,
I mean.
What were the real problems of adjustment?
Oh, I don't know. I really can't put my finger on it, but listen, we all had our ups and downs, I mean, and... but everything was all right. There was nothing to talk about. All couples have disagreements
yes,
at times.
Yes, that's right. And
but
we weren't really concerned with disagreements.
Yeah.
It's just a question of adjustment, you know.
Well, we adjusted pretty well.
Who made the decisions in your home? Was there one person that did them?
Well, we both. We always talked things over.
I'll let you answer. What kind of schooling did your children here receive?
They had 3 years of college, both of them. And they got married, never been back to finish.
Did they have a Jewish education?
Mm-hmm. Little, not much. They went to Cheder for a while, too. Went to Sunday school. They were both confirmed.
Do you think... You said before that you both made the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this differs from the situation of your parents in Europe? Was one...
Well, one, usually in Europe, the father is the head of the house, yes. Uh-huh.
And that was the way it was in your house?
Well, I don't know. We never had any... We were a happy family. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that Papa, we were afraid of Papa.
No,
like
I didn't even mean that. I meant
that
fathers sometimes naturally make the decisions. Is this a European
thing? Well, I don't know. Paul. to us. If we needed something, we went to mother or dad, and they agreed or disagreed.
I see.
We weren't that afraid of our parents like other kids.
No, and I didn't mean it that way either. I meant that
he was the boss of the house.
Yes.
No, not in our house. We lived a different life.
Do you think that you raised your children any differently than your parents raised you?
About the same. We were a loved, happy family.
Okay. Do you remember having any problems in raising your children due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
None?
No. That's all?
Yes.
I thought that was going to take 4 hours.
No, not at all. But I think you've helped me so helpful, and I thank you.
I think I told you everything I knew.
Right, and that's what we wanted.
But maybe you would want to know more about Europe than here.
Well, we're interested mostly in the adjustment and the life that you were able to make for yourself in Pittsburgh, so that we can build a history of the Jewish settlement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.